Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Samach Dalad. Yevamos Samach Dalad. We continue in our. We have to wrap up the Agadas of Gemara. Today's daf also continues with the mitzvah, the same topic really of Pruvu, beginning the Gemara, and being married, and we're going to quote a Mishnah as well. And really, Amud Beis also is more of an Agadas style of Gemara today as well regarding having children. So we left off on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We'll say we were roughly. Roughly 12, 13 lines up from the bottom page. Easiest place to find them are two lines up where the lines get wide. Kasav B'Sefer Menzira. I think we may have started, but let's pick up from Kasav B'Sefer Menzira. It's written in the Sefer Menzira. Again, there's going to be members from teachings from Menzira related to marriage, and we'll get back to the idea of being Isaac in Peruvu. Just a little history. Menzira, we know the discussion as to exactly who, when he lived, who wrote it, but the work of understanding is he lived around the times of the second base of Middash. There is a tzad that he was a descendant of Yirmiyahu Navi, that he came from Yirmiyahu Navi. There's also an idea brought down that Ben Zira was born Bambati. He was born, we talked about the famous case of, I mean, these days IVF is not so crazy, but back in the day, the concept of a baby being born, that the Isha didn't have a proper bia, she just had, there was some zera that was left over in the bath or on the floor somewhere, and it somehow got into her body. So there is a school of thought that he's born by Mati. The Gemara does quote from Ben Zira many places, yet the Gemara tells us not to learn Sefer Ben Zira. So it's a little bit of a, right, Sefer Ben Zira, we should learn it, but it quotes from him, and the two Malachim, Jira Malachim, are, and Achrami, when the Gemara quotes from him, that's okay, but otherwise on our own, we shouldn't be learning it. That's one Malach, or another Malach is that, which doesn't mean not supposed to learn from Sefer Ben Zira. It just means we should be very clear to understand that Sefer Ben Zira is not part of the Sefer Tanakh. It's not part of the status of Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Doesn't have that level of Kedusha. It's not part of the Sefer Tanakh. But to learn from it, you still can learn from it as long as you don't treat it the same, as long as you don't consider it the same as the rest of Sefer Tanakh. Okay, Kesuv Sefer Ben Zira. Isha Teva Matana Teva, a good wife, is a Matana Teva. B'cheik Yerali Kim Tinasim. She's given into the hug of the Yira Lekim, the one who is Yira Shemayim. Isha Ra, Tsaras the Balu, is Isha Ra, she's like Tsaras. She's like she creates Tsaras in her husband. I mean, I don't think it means physical Tsaras. It's like having, just like when he has Tsaras, he's afflicted. That's no good for him. Having a bad wife is like having Tsaras. Maitakante, Igrishen, Biswap Mizrate. What's the Takana? He should divorce her and he'll be healed from this Tsaras. He'll be healed from this Tsaras. Ishiyafa Ashivala, Misbiyam of Kiflayim. A beautiful wife. Lucky is her husband. The numbers of his days are double. Beautiful wife, lucky is numbers. The numbers of his days double. Again, the first thing, of course, doesn't mean that he actually doubles his life, but rather, Mashallah says what it means is he's so happy, he has a geshmaka life, and therefore it's as if he's living double. And the Mashallah discusses in Sanhedrin, do we mean literally, physically beautiful wife? That could be a pshat, doesn't dismiss it at all. Or it could mean beautiful in her meisim. Either or, both. Beautiful in the meisim, beautiful in appearance, is a doubling of the days. Obviously, beautiful both would be everything. Ha'alam inecha meishas chayin. Hide your eyes from the woman of who's charming. This is referring to someone else's wife. I mean, not that someone else's wife. Sometimes like a good Moshe Haskell. That often someone else's wife automatically seems more charming. But the chayin means over here is, I think that we're reading into it more. It's just on a simple level. If there's a woman who has charm, and she books someone else, make sure to conceal your eyes. Pen lecha mitzurasa, maybe you'll be ensnared in her mitzuda, in her trap. Al tat eitz abala, don't turn to husband, limspech ima yayim shecher, don't turn to husband to share wine and eat, drink drinks with him. Unbelievable. He's giving advice that even if you want to be friends with the husband, not with the wife, but if the wife is someone that there's an attraction, that there's charm, it's not a good idea to befriend the husband either, because you're going to be too close for comfort, says the Ben Zira further, keep it sorry, Ishiyafa Rabim Hishchasu, because when the beauty of the beautiful woman, the Tayyar means more like the form of the beautiful woman, many people have been destroyed, Vatsumakal Rega, and numerous are the ones that she's killed, so to speak. Rabim Hayu Petzir Rechel, many are the hits, the blows that the Rechel sustained, Hamargilat Varvera, those who are Margaret Varvera, the Rechel goes from door to door and often chances upon people, women privately alone in the house, and many are the blows that they've sustained, Kichnitzis Mavre Gachelas, like the spark that ignites the coals, Kiklov Mali Eif, like the coop is full of birds, came Batam Lea Mirma, so too the houses are full of deceit. The point is, this is the famous idea we've spoken in the past about, we've spoken by a Nazir, that's the classic example, we told the Nazir, don't even walk through the kerem. Don't walk through the vineyard because you can't drink wine, you can't eat grapes. Don't walk through, just walk around. So too when it comes to dealing with issues of potential promiscuity, penchal rayas, be very extra careful, because the beautiful woman, which is a, it's just a, it's not any particular person, it's just a, it's a description of a type of person, she's ensnared and caused many people to fall and do averus. Al tata tsaras machar, don't be upset, don't be worried about tomorrow's tsaras. Because you don't know what the day is going to bring. You know, who knows what's going to be today? Forget about tomorrow. Shema machar ba veineinu. I always found this lashon to be a very funny comfort. Don't worry about tomorrow's issue, because maybe tomorrow will come veineinu. Now the simple teshuvah veineinu is, and you won't be around. So that's the comfort. It's a funny way of comforting. I shouldn't worry about tomorrow's issue, because maybe I'll be dead. It's interesting. I'm not sure if that's more comforting than the issue itself. Okay, but the concept is, the point is, the next words, says the Gemara, Nimsa Misar Elim Shein Shalai. Lamaisa doesn't make sense. You're not worried about an issue 100 years from now. You're not worried about an issue 50 years, I don't know, maybe, I'm assuming we all should be around. But the point is, you're certainly not worried about an issue 100 years from now. Even 50 years from now, you're not worried about that issue. Why? It's so far away, it's not part of your world. So the reality is that who knows what's going to be even a week from now, and therefore we shouldn't worry. That's one simple touch. Another touch, feinenu, means the issue won't be there. You're worried today about what's going to be then. Then comes, and this doesn't even exist, and comes out you were worrying for a while for no reason. So feinenu is not going on him not being around. It's going on this not being around. Either way, the point is, it's wrong to be worried. The first should explain that worrying in general is really a negative trait. First of all, it affects a person's health. Worrying affects a person's health on a physical level, and on a spiritual level, it typically relates to a weakness in betachan. Worrying and betachan really kind of go are opposites, right? If one is true shtak betachan, he doesn't worry. It says ashrei adam mefachid tamid. That's talking about avodas Hashem. Ashrei adam mefachid means fortunate the person who's always afraid. That means he's afraid that he's not living up to his madrigas we're supposed to be in avodas Hashem. But to be worried stam, it really also translates to, and I'm not saying anyone's above it, or I'm not saying it's so easy for humans to be above it, but really, when it comes to worrying, our job is to work on our emuna, and therefore worrying itself is a bad trait. Agamar saying another svara that worrying about the future b'chlal is silly, because who knows what's going to be in the future. Okay. Says more further, Mina rabim minatech b'secha. Don't let the masses come into your house, even though the also discusses, have your house be open and let the masses come in. It's talking about, Marshall says, it's talking about in the private areas of your house. Have a house, Avram Avinu's house was open on four sides, for chesed. Avad that's laudable. We mean not to have people come into the private areas of your house. And don't bring just everyone into your house. Be careful of what type of guests, what type of people you bring into your house. Many should be those that are darshan, that inquire about your welfare, and galay sayyid lechem elef. You should have many people that care, say hello, how you doing, and vice versa, and have relationship, it's good midah, but secrets, like your personal, your real personal matters, that should be shared with only one in 1,000. Amar, actually remember that number, one in 1,000, we very, very relevant for the Gemara coming up about Ahmed in a totally different realm. Amar Abasi, Ein Ben David Ba, Ben David, which is the Shiach, is only going to come. We had this more earlier when we said that if one is a child and the child passes on, according to Rav Hun, I believe it was, he yelled that one's Makayim Puravu, even though the child passed on. Why? Because this member of Rav Asi, as we quoted before, because Rav Asi says that Mashiach is only going to come when all the neshamas of Guf, in that place called Guf, will be emptied out. So Rav Hun held, therefore it's Kim Puravu, because even though the child Nebuch didn't live, it still created one child, one more neshama was taken out of Guf and brought us one step closer to the Gula. Then we're ultimately shlugged up and said that if a child Nebuch passes on, then the person is mechuyev to replace. He's not mechuyev to prove unless you replace the child. But at least that was the source of Rav Huna. His logic was based on the Servasi. Shemar kiruach mufani ativ uneshamas ani asiyasi. We quoted the same pasuk earlier. Tanya, Rabbi Zaymer komishen leisik pruvivu. Whoever's not Isaac in pruvivu. Now the first point out a big diak Isaac. It's not one's job to be successful. It's not up to him, right? A person be Isaac his whole life, and he's not successful. And we'll speak more about that in today's daf. What happens if he's married a certain amount of time with no children? Does he have to get divorced? That's going to be the mission coming up on Daf Samach Aleph. To what extent does his shtadlus force him to have to find a new wife? Fine. But the point is, the obligation is being Isaac. And the question the verse asks, say elsewhere, one of the first questions a person asks when he comes to Shemayim, one of the first questions we know famously is, did you commit to the Torah? Another question is, were you did you do business honestly? But a third question that's asked on that list of the first questions asked after 120 years is asakta. Were you Isaac in Peruvu? Asakta means, were you Isaac? Did you attempt? Did you make your try? Did you try to? As long as one's attempting, he's doing his obligation. You can't, whether he's successful or not, is ultimately up to Shemayim. Okay. So Tanit Rav Lez Aymer Kamisha Ina Isaac. One is not Isaac. He's not engaging in Peruvu, Peruvivia, Kilo Shefech, Dam, as if he's spilling blood. Shnemar shevetam Adam ba'Adam dam yishbach. One who spills the blood of a person ba'Adam. Lashon of Adam ba'Adam is mashba. A Adam ba'Adam is like the child, a person in a person. That's of course a pregnancy. So dam yishbach, not having pregnancy, is also like dam yishbach. This actually is a source. This passage brought down related to the topic, which is again a big topic now. In the States with the Supreme Court's recent ruling about abortion, right? Adam 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 is a pasuk that they bring in for the idea of the Torah discussing perhaps the prohibition of abortion. After it says about Peruvu, after it speaks about Shefek Tam Adam Adam, it speaks right away about Peruvu. We connect that one who does not do Peruvu is like you Shefek Tam Adam Adam. Rabbi Yaakov Emer, Kilu Mamayit Admus, one who does not engage in trying to procreate, as if he is Mamayit Admus, he diminished the Admus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Chalila. Shenemar Ki B'Tzelem HaLakim As Adam. Because man is created B'Tzelem HaLakim. So right off the bat, you can really stop there. So if he's not engaging in creating, every time you create a person, you're creating more Tzelem HaLakim, seems to an extent. But the Mara says further, it's just the proximity of the words Peruvu to the words of Tzelem HaLakim tells us that when one doesn't engage Peruvu, he's being mamayit, so to speak, in the Tzelem HaLakim. He says it's both. It's as if he spilled blood and was mamayit b'dmus. Shenemer, b'atam peruvu, like it says b'atam peruvu, next to both those ideas of shevetam adam adam and of itzel melekim. He just combines both of those drushes. Amla ben Azai, yesh na darish, so the obvious sign is ben Azai himself, you know, didn't get married. And he's darshing over here about the importance of having children, and one who doesn't is not Isaac, is kiyu shevetam and mamayit b'dmus. So they said ben Azai, yesh na darish, that those who darshim beautiful, v'namakayim, and they perform beautiful, they do what they say. Namakayim, that those who perform beautiful, yesh na darish, they're not the biggest darshers, not the biggest amidachamim, but they do what this, they still, their actions are great. Va'ata v'yubanazay no darish, you darish are beautiful, v'namakayim. But you're namakayim, your own teaching, you don't perform well on your own teachings. Amar lebanazay, umasa, what should I do? Famous Gemara, nafshi chashka b'tayra. My nefesh is craving Tayra. Efshalom shes kayim, aydechayim. The world can continue to exist and to flourish. Idea other people, my connection, my desire in life is simply to learn Torah, and I can't be distracted by other ideas. The discussion is exactly what does that mean? There still is a mitzvah. So what does it mean that he says what could I do? The Rishonim discuss that if someone is talking, Rambam already brings it, that if someone is mamish, completely, his neshama is completely overtaken by Torah, and he focuses 100% on Torah, and he doesn't have room, anything else that he does will take away from the Torah, he's not considered to be over a chet. It's similar, not the same, obviously, but similar. Rambam also brings that there's, of course, the derech levelt, that a person has to work for parnasa, a person has to work to try to make a living, but Rambam brings, but those who want to make themselves part of Shevi Levi, lay Shevi Levi govad, someone who makes himself completely connected to learning Torah, all of us who learn Torah, so he can be exempt from this obligation to work, and somehow he'll be sustained. Somehow, Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure he's sustained even without working. Similar type of idea. Again, the Madriga Ben Azai seems to have come along only once or twice in many generations. It's not a very common concept. Tanya, we actually had it a couple of months ago about Rav Sheshes, right? Rav Sheshes, we said, it was not because Avshe Chashuk B'Torah. Rav Sheshes lost his ability to have children from the Shiurim of Rav Huna that went too long, and we'll actually have a list of Talmidim coming up shortly that lost the ability to have children. So that's a separate story. They can't have children anyway. That's a different reason why not to get married. Tiny the Rabbalaz Aimer, Komishinas Papiravia, Kilishav Damim, Shema Shev Dam Adam Adam. We have another brace, Rabbalaz, the same memory we just said before, that the connection between Peruvu and Shev Dam tells me that one who doesn't engage in having children is as if they spilled blood. The same Demar is just repeating in bridge form. Ben Azai said a combination of both. It's Ki'ilu, Shevir Tamim, Emimayit Admus, Amalei Ben Azai, Yesh No Darish, and he responded in kind that for him, Nafshi Chash B'Torah, and he doesn't have the brain space to be able to do both, or he didn't even have the desires B'Chlal. He didn't have desires because he was so busy with Torah. Tanabar. Uvunuchem Meshav Hashem Ruvayis Alf Yisrael. And when they went into the Aaron, when the Torah went to the Aaron, we say this verse when we put the Torah back to the Aaron, until today, every time we put the Torah back, when he put the Torah in, Moshe Rabbeinu would say that Shuvah Hashem Rivvayis Alfei Yisrael, amongst the Rivvayis and the Alfei Yisrael. Rivvayis, you know, Rivvay is 10,000. Rivvayis plural is 2 times 10,000, and Alfei, Elif is 1,000. Alfei plural is, again, this would be a minimum of 2,000. So the Rivvayis Alfei would be 22,000. Says the Gemara, top of the Amud, that teaches that the Shekhinah only rests on a group that's 22,000 or more of Klai Yisrael. You need 20,000 Yidden or more for the Shechina to rest. So you can have Klai Yisrael being 22,000 minus 1, 21,999. And this guy wasn't Isaac Pir Vivya, wherever this guy is, I mean any person that neglected to be Isaac Pir Vivya, that instance that guy was the Shechina, Shistak Misrael. He's causing the Shechina to be Mistalik from Klai Yisrael because he didn't engage in having a child, which would have been number 22,000, which would cause the Shechina to come. Obvious question is, ask the Sefer Magen Avos. We know the Mishnah says that if you have a minion, there's a Shechina there. If you have two people sitting on the Torah, there's a Shechina. Even one person potentially, right? It's a Shechina 22,000. So the answer is very fairly obvious. There's different levels of Shechina. The Shechina you get for 22,000 people is a certain amount of Shechina that's a different level than the Shechina you get when you have a minion of 10 people. And 10 people is different when you have, let's say, two people. And the basic analogy is, we know that there's a Kedusha. To Kedusha relates very much to the Shechina. There's Kedusha, especially in these holy places. There's Kedusha of Yerushalayim, there's Kedusha of Har Bayis, there's Kedusha of the Azara, there's Kedusha of the Heichal, and there's Kedusha of Kedush Kedushim. All the Kedusha is Neveya from a Kedush Baruch, from a Kedush Baruch Mashra Shkenasai, specifically in the Kedush Kedushim, but the Shechina gets greater, it's more concentrated, maybe is the right words, it's greater, more concentrated in different locations. Same idea, 22,000 is more than 10, not a stira to the fact the Mishnah of us. Okay, now, what's the idea of 22,000? Why 22,000? So Kliyakar in the beginning of Midbar, he says that when Akash Baruch was Megala by himself by Sinai, when Akash Baruch came down to Megala by Sinai, there were 22,000 Malchei Sharet, Malchei Rekia that escorted him. So we try to have Ba'aretz in order to be Zeicha to get the Ashras Shechina to mimic that with 22,000 people escorting, so to speak, or coming to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not 22,000 as per the Kliyakar. Tepimim suggests at 22,000, this is what I said before, about 1 in 1,000, the Targum suggests that actually the number for a Bezdin that could do capital punishment, the number for a Bezdin really is 22. Why 22? You need Etzilu Eda, you have Shaftu Eda, Etzilu Eda, you have Eda is 10 people, you have one Eda saying positive that he's innocent, one Eda saying negative is guilty. You can't have Bezdin of, you need to win in order to give capital punishment. You need to win by two. Capital punishment, you can't just win by Bezdin by a majority of one. You have to have a majority of two, so you need two more. Add to the 20, add two more to 22, so then you'll have potentially two more saying he's guilty, so you'll have 12 saying guilty versus 10 saying not guilty. That'll be enough to give up capital punishment. And we stop as like we get to 23, because we know you can't have a Bezdin shakel, can't have an even Bezdin, it's got to be, you have to have an odd amount of people in Bezdin, so we make it 23. But before the 23rd is really just added to make sure it's not an even Bezdin, it's an odd Bezdin. But the 22 is the true number of a proper Bezdin, a Bezdin that carry out capital punishment, the number of Bezdin is 22. And we have a concept, the Pasuk says, Echad min Elif, 1 in 1,000 is really proper, is really worthy. So we assume if you have 22,000 people, we have 22 that share of a proper Bezdin in order to be fit, worthy for Ashras Hashchina. That's where the Tertimim explains where that day comes from, of 22,000. Okay, says it more further. Abchanam Shem Blazer, Chayv Misa, a person doesn't engage in procreation, is Chayv Misa, Shem Rabbanim Loyalem. It says, and they didn't have children. By Nadaviyu, it says they died and they didn't have children. Mash Mahayilam Banim, had they had children, Loy Misa, they wouldn't have died. Acherim saying, because the Shechina, when you have children after you, then the Shechina, Asherah, the Shechina will rest. The Zarecha aren't coming after you. If people aren't procreating children, Al Mishera, who's the Shechina going to rest on? Alitz Bavanim, on sticks and stones. Question for him. Is the Shechina going to rest sticks and stones? By the not. So not having children, it pushes the Shechina away from resting on this world. Okay. Nasa Isha. If a man got married, took the Mishnah. If a man got married, v'shoyim ha'esheshanim, and he waited with her for 10 years for layolda, she didn't have any children. Ainu rush levatel, he's not allowed to be vatel of having children, and therefore he's got to marry another wife. Girsha, if he divorced her, mutesed aslacher, he divorced her. She's mutter to marry someone else because the assumption is that maybe it wasn't his issue, maybe it wasn't her issue, maybe it's his issue, and therefore she can marry someone else. For Rosh Hashanah, and the second one, you don't say, okay, wait 2-3 years. Obviously, it's something to do with her. No, second one also can remain with her for 10 years. Then the pila, and furthermore, if she became pregnant and then never had a miscarriage, mayna mishasha pila, you count the 10 years from the miscarriage. Interesting. You don't say that it doesn't count bichlal. You count 10 years from the time that she miscarried. That resets the clock. It resets the clock because you see she is. You don't say on the one hand she miscarried. Right? Says she didn't have children. Because she was pregnant, so you don't say that no problem, no clock anymore. Obviously, she has children. No, it's still a 10-year clock, but you do reset the clock from that time. The clock resets, and you have 10 years from that time. Now it's interesting. Rashi, the Mishnah says that top words, top Rashi, top line of the page. Ela ayigreshena ayisacher sima. Ainu rush levatel. He's not allowed to be levatel pervu. Rather, either divorce her or take another wife on top of her. Meaning, back in the day, you have his wives, keep her, and take an additional wife on top of her. Rashi is giving options. He seems to be saying it's either or. The Lashon HaMishnah simply only refers to any Rashi Levatel. Girsh, if you divorce her, she can marry someone else. It doesn't reference, doesn't say not. The Mishnah's not clear. Obviously, Rashi's not steered to the Mishnah, but the Mishnah doesn't reference a case where he just took another wife. It just talks about a case where he divorced her. Okay, that was what Mishnah's talking about. Rashi elsewhere brings that he should divorce the wife. Not stam, take another wife. He should divorce his wife. Why is there an idea to divorce the wife? So, Giyan Nashas, he brings it from Rashi and Ksuvah Staf Ayin Zayin that he should be divorcing the wife and not staying married to the first one. And he explains based on Shultas. He says the idea is that there really is no issue to stay married to the wife. Again, a person can have more than one wife as long as he has a wife. We had the Mishnayos earlier that a person shouldn't take a wife who can't have children, that who's unable to procreate, unless he already has another wife with whom he's having children, unless he already has other children. But we see that he could have two wives if one of them is able to bear children. That's sufficient. So why is Rashi and Ksuvah Ayin Zayin seemingly saying, not like our Rashi, that he should specifically divorce the wife and not take another wife? So Shultas said on a very practical level, because Kozman is still married to this wife, he's not going to have the same motivation to quickly find a new wife and have children. Yeah, he wants to have children, but he's still married. As long as he's married, he's not going to be so motivated to find another wife and try to procreate. Once he divorces his wife, then he's going to be much more focused on finding another wife in order to have children. And therefore, the Rashi and Ksuvus was saying he should dafka divorce the first wife, but really not because he absolutely has to, more as a motivation to find a second wife. Now, there's a machlekes. When, let's say, a child, we discussed a nephil in our Mishnah, and we say you count from the time of the nephila. What if a child is actually born, and after the child passes on? So, how does that work? Do you count from the time of death, or from the time the child was born? By nephil, you count from when she had the nephil, obviously. From when she was pregnant, you count from then. What if a child was born and the child passes on? Do you say that, there's two ways to go. Do you say that there was a child that was born, and therefore it's not relevant, b'chlal, there was a viable child, the whole count is gone. For an nephil, the count continues of 10 years. For a child, the whole count is gone. Or do you say, no, you still have to count, but even if you do count, are you counting from the birth of the child, or are you counting from from when the child was born, kind of like nephil, even though the child lived and passed on, but the last time you know that she used to have children is from when the child was born? Or would you say no? The Maisa, she had a viable child. Let's just say Nebuch, the child was 5 years old. She had a viable child for 5 years. If you only count from when the child actually passes on, that's when the clock starts again, because till then she had a child. She bore a child, and the child existed. It's a discussion in the Rashba and the Ritva. The Karaner elaborates a little bit that what would be the Svar to say that you count from when the child passes on. That's not related to her being able to have children, because it's not just a physical concept. Says the Karaner, perhaps the Shiloh here is not just physical, whether she could have children. It's also about mazel, whether she's a bar mazel and he's a bar mazel, that they should be having children together. So as long as the child's around, so therefore, that clearly they have mazel to be having children. If Nebuch, the child's no longer around, then that is an indication that the mazel's not there. So you start counting 10 years from when the child is no longer around. If, let's say, if the child passes on, again, Nebuch, Leilenu, if the child passes on at 5 years old, you only start counting the 10-year clock again from when the child passed on, not from her most recent, even if that was her last birth. You don't go back 5 years and say, now it's already been 5 years since she had a kid. No, you start from when the child is no longer with us. That is the discussion, machlekes, in the Ritva and the Rashba, and they elaborated by the Karen Ayur. One other point, the Mishnah's lashon is that he was with her for 10 years, and she was Leilenu, she didn't give birth. So if she gave birth, then you're fine. How many children? The Mitzvah Peruvu, according to Beis Hillel, how he paskin, is a boy and a girl. Sounds like if she gave birth to, simple reading the Mishnah is, one child, it's fine. And the logic would be, because you see the capabilities there, and then if we see it together, it's a simple capability, that's a simple taich. Again, that's how they're trying to learn. However, Ritva and Rashi point out that maybe it's not the taich. Maybe the Mishnah means Yolda. What type of Yolda? Like we had in the prior Mishnayas. Yolda, a boy and a girl. If she's with her 10 years, and she only has one, not two, she only has a boy or a girl, then you would be able to, you would say the same thing applies. You have to go find another wife to make sure to be mashlim, the Mitzvah Peruvu, unbelievable. Yolda would mean, Yolda means two children according to this. Ritva elaborates very further, a fairly obvious taina, but I shouldn't say obvious, but a chiddush a little bit maybe, but it needs to be spoken out, that is, that what if they had multiple children of the same gender? We know Peruvu is a boy, we pass on Bezillel, is a boy and a girl. What if he had four daughters, four sons? You'd have a boy and a girl, right? So, says Ritva, of course, over there, there's no town in the world, they'd say, you have to find another wife, because who says the other wife's going to have the opposite gender? Meaning, they're able to have children. This gets back to a person's obligation is a sakta. He's being Isaac. Part of being Isaac is marrying a person and being living with a person who can have children. He's with someone who can have children. They're having children. Happens to be a kashbuk for some reason is granting them only boys or only girls. Okay, that's ready. That's not considered an obligation to leave to try to see if you can have someone who's going to father help him father a child with the opposite gender. Okay, says the Gemara further.
There's one thing about the Mishnah says Nasa Isha. If he married a woman,
yeah,
the clock ticks from when he got married, not that if he had a viable child and then the child got in a car accident, that has nothing to do with that Mishnah.
Meaning,
you said... Why don't say Nasa Isha? Say Shama Isha, Esa Shana, Malay Tzvonim.
No, no, air. I'm not sure. I'll leave. I'm not sure I'm asking the dig. Okay. Right. That's true. Tanabon. Nasa Isha Vashayima Esashanim. If the man married a woman and he was shot with her 10 years, Vilayalada, and she didn't give birth, Yaitzi, she didn't bear children for him. Again, question means child or children, because he needs multiple children for proof. Yaitzi, if you think Ksuva, he divorced her and he gives her Ksuva. Why does he give her Ksuva? Maybe she'd be like a Mechatayas. Shemele Zech Labanis Benna, because maybe he's not Zech to build from her. Afabi Shemele Dover, Zech Ladover. Even though Zariah, the Zech Ladover, just to pause for a second, she's entitled to Ksuva because it may not be her issue, maybe it's his issue. That's what we said in the Mishnah, that she's mutter to marry someone else in my 10 years. That's in the Mishnah. So that's the same idea why we're here in our Gemara. And the Baisa was saying he has to give her Ksuva because he has no way to prove that it was her issue. Okay. And even though Zariah for this idea of 10 years, the 10 year limit, Zech Ladover, Zech Mikates, Esoshon, the Sheves, Avram, Eretz Canaan, 10 years after Avram was living in Eretz Canaan, he took Hagar after 10 years in Eretz Canaan. Right? Why after 10 years? Because after a 10-year period, he didn't have children with Zara, so he took Hagar. Now, what's interesting is, at that stage, remember, Avram was 86 years old at that stage. He had been married to Zara for many years already. It's much more than 10 years. Well, Lamdachas has more, a side point, very relevant, but a side point, this is a second din. We already have our proof for 10 years. But this teaches you, at the years outside Eretz Yisrael, this is 10 years from when he moved into Canaan. The years spent outside of Eretz Yisrael don't count as part of the minyan. Therefore, in a similar vein, if the husband was sick, or the wife was sick, or they're both trapped in a jail, it doesn't count as part of the count of 10 years. Meaning, we see the Yom count Chutz Laaretz. Avram was married many years in Chutz Laaretz, and then when they got there, they reset the clock, and there was a 10-year period till he took Hagar. We see that the years of Chutz Laaretz don't count. Rashi says, why? Because maybe that veira of living in Chutz Laaretz, the chait of living in Chutz Laaretz, is what's including if you have children, nothing to do with the wife, and therefore it doesn't count. Based on Rashi's simple explanation, it would sound like someone living in Chutz Laaretz never has to get divorced. Maybe there's an Indian to move to Israel, but he wouldn't have to get divorced because maybe the chait of Chutz Laaretz is Gayram, and therefore have to get divorced. Others say no. It just means that close my living in Chutz Laaretz, we can attribute to chait of Chutz Laaretz, meaning if you now go and move to Eretz Yisrael, it resets the clock. But you can't just live forever in Chutz Laaretz without having children. It's machlokes is the Rush on the Mashmaos of Rashi. Rush says, Avad in Chutz Laaretz alone as well. If a person lives for more than 10 years and doesn't have children, he is obligated to go get divorced and try to find another wife to have children. Says Rush, especially because you're not going to get, you're not going to dismiss the obligation to have children of Puravu because maybe it's the Chet Chutzarts. And the biggest riot is most people living Chutzarts do have children. So you see, the Chet Chutzarts is not precluding everyone from having children, and therefore, again, it could be an excuse to reset the clock. It resets the clock if one moves there to Israel. But to say you don't have to get divorced if in Chutzarts itself, if 10 years, the Rush argues on the, again, Rashi doesn't speak it out clearly, but Rashi says, and maybe it's the Chet Chutzarts, which they interpret to mean, therefore, no matter how long one lives the Chutzarts, it's not a problem. And Rashi says, no. After in Chutz Laaretz as well, after 10 years, it would be a problem. And again, the Gemara connects also, living in Chutz Laaretz is an excuse, a reason, and therefore maybe you don't have to get divorced. So too, being sick, him or her, would be a reason why it wouldn't count, or if they're in the base of Surim. The first point out in the jail doesn't mean they can't have relations. For state stuff, if they can't have relations, it doesn't count. Why would that count? It means even if they're in jail in a situation where they can't have relations, but the stress of being in jail, that alone could also be a reason why they wouldn't have children, and therefore it doesn't count towards the Cheshbon. I'm Rav Lar Nachman. If you live for me, it's like, why are you going to have Avraminu? Learn for you. So Taisa, by the way, points out, with a little kind of time, but on the base, is a long, it's a more got to talk, but long enough. Taisa points out, Afbi Shayrav Lar, third Taisa from the bottom of the page. Taisa points out that, what do you mean? Why is that a raya? It's a beautiful pasuk. Taisa explains that it's not maybe the best raya because Adrab, if you're being raised for Avrinu, then what you see over there is that you should bring in a tzara. Our mission seems to say, I mean, at least some reading of the mission is, Girshi divorces the wife and takes a new wife for Avrinu. What was his method? He took in Hagar. He kept Sarah. He didn't divorce Sarah. He kept Sarah and took in a tzara. And furthermore, it's more than that. Sarah said specifically, may the merit of you taking in Hagar caused me to have children. So you see over there, Adrabah, it was a planned idea, a plan to create a situation where Akash Baruch will see that Sarah brought a tzara into her own house, and that should be a merit for her to have a child. So maybe that's not the biggest raya about 10 years. So it's a zeich ledover if it's not a clear raya ledover. Okay, Amar Le'Rav Lav Nachman, Le'Rav Mitzvah, what are we learning from Avrinu? Learn from Yitzchak, Tchsei V'Yisla Ben Avram Shana B'Chachtei Es Rivka. Yitzchak was 40 years old when he took Rivka. Uchsev, she was born, the basic assumption is that Yitzchak was 37th Akedah, and that's when Rivka was born right at Akedah. 3 years later, when she was 3 years old, he married her. at 40. Uchsev, that's the key point this far. Uchsev, Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Bilal Tzai Tzama. He was 60 when he gave birth. Very clearly, he stayed with her for 20 years. Why are you learning from Amar Avinu? 10 years. Learn from Yitzchak that it should be 20 years. Amar Lei, don't be right for Yitzchak. Yitzchak Akar Haya. Yitzchak was Akar. Yitzchak was sterile. And therefore, that was the reason why they couldn't have children. And therefore, that's not, he didn't divorce her because he knew there was a problem inside himself. Yachy Avram Rami Akar Haya. So then you're right for Avinu. It's also no good because Avram also was an Akar. Avram also was an Akar. So if that's your issue, being an Akar, then none of these could be right. Mar says you're right. The pasuk about Yitzchak being 60 years old, that pasuk describing how old he was, is not for the purpose of telling us that one can wait with his wife 20 years before they have children. Rather, it's for a different purpose. Why did the Torah count the years of Yishmael? He was 137 years old when he died. Why does the Torah tell us the years of Yishmael? In order to count the years of Yaakov, meaning part of the cheshbon was that Yaakov, we know, was Yitzchak was 60 when Yaakov was born, and Yishmael was 13 years older than Yitzchak. So, based on Yishmael's 137, we can derive that Yishmael is essentially 73 years older than Yaakov, which would get us to how old Yaakov was. Rashi over there at the end of the parasha makes the cheshbon that we go through the years of Yaakov, and we're missing 14 years. And what do we know about the 14 years? Those are the 14 years he spent in the Shein Vaver in the Beis Medrash learning. That was the idea to teach us. That even though he's punished for being away from his father for 22 years, he wasn't punished for that. He was away for 36 years. He wasn't punished for the 14 years. That is by shame to Abraham, because when a person is Isaac Atera, he's Talmud Atera, he's Pater from the mitzvah of, he's Pater from the Kibbutz of Aim. So, fine, that was the reason why we count Yishmael's years, and that's the same idea why we told us how old Yitzchak was at that time in order to fit into that cheshbon. That's the Gemara's answer about the 60. Tais points out, we just touched on this a couple days ago, so it's, of course, Kedar Chazer again. Tais points out, we said a couple days ago that the pasuk refers to Rivka as a Naira, and we use that in our conversation to say, who's the Kohen Gadol supposed to marry? Kohen Gadol supposed to marry Dafka? A Naira, not a Ketana, not a Begeris, but a Naira. And what pasuk do we quote? The pasuk of Rivka the Naira by the well with Yitzchak. She was 3. We're trying to make a proof that she's been married to Naira from Rivka. Says Taisvis over here, same Taisvis behind the Samach Alf a couple of ago, 3 ago. Taisvis says that there's multiple midrashim. There's conflicting midrashim. How Rivka was? Was she 3 or was she like 12 or 13? Was she 3 or was she 12 or 13? That Gemara a couple of ago obviously held. She was of Naira age. Of Naira age, right? Al Gemara as well says Taisvis must be holding that. Because let's think for a second. If she was 3, then typically we say Ketanim can't have children anyway. So the first 10 years of Yitzchak wouldn't count because until she's 12, 13, she couldn't have children anyway. So Yitzchak only waited 10 years. He didn't wait 20 years. He waited 10 years because the first 10 years didn't count. Our Gemara seems to be saying that he waited 20 years, clearly understood that she was, again, 12 or 13. This Gemara fits like the Marfa Kapadago and not like the we learn in school that in the Chadarim that she was 3 years old. Taisus then adds as well, again this Taisus by us, on the bottom of the page, Taisus adds as well, that maybe you could say, no, she really was 3. Clearly 3 years old back then was physically more mature and different, and maybe then she could have had children. She brought all the water for Eliezer and all the camels. A 3-year-old today couldn't do that. So obviously she had to do that. Maybe she's physically larger as well, and maybe she was Taka 3, but the count of Puravu, the 20 years, could count from them because she was a different physical status. Says more further. Omer Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu. Akar HaYishnem, he was Akar, like it says, V'yatek Yitzchak Len Hashem Neich Ishtay, Al Ishtay Nemer. It doesn't say Al Ishtay, rather it says El Neichach Ishtay, opposite his wife. Mam Hishnem Akurim. They both were Akurim. Shnei Akurim Hayu, both Yitzchak and Rivka, both Akurim. Yachi, Es Gemara, V'yatek Loi, V'yatek Lohem, by Lein, it says Hashem allowed him, so to speak. Why did Hashem allow his answers, his tefillos to be answered, and not them, if they both were referring to both of them being akaras? So that's the more famous idea. You can't compare the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik. It was a tzaddik ben tzaddik. It can't be compared to the tefillah of a tzaddik ben Russia. Tzaddik ben tzaddik has a schus avos as opposed to the tzaddik ben Russia. The more else brings that there got to be certain things, actually, is a mile to the tefillah of a tzaddik ben Russia because self-made. A tzaddik ben Russia, someone that was self-made, it's like Baal Tshuva, is self-made, is a mile to that as well. The more it does bring that two sides of the coin, but at least for this purpose, look, I'm having children. We're saying, Ein Adamit Tefillah, Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Amar Bitzlak, Meimah Amar, Avisei Akurim. Why, famous Gemara again, why were the Avis Akurim? Why were they unable to have children? Meshach Kashbarachu, Mis'avil Tefillah Tzadikim. Kashbarachu, as it were, he craves the Tefillah of Tzadikim. Amar Bitzlak, Lomna Shul Tefillah Tzadikim, Ke'eter. Why is the Tefillah of Tzadikim considered, compared to the Lashon Vayater? It's a pitchfork. Why is it compared to a pitchfork? Just like the pitchfork turns over the grain, tosses it from one place to another place. The tefillah of tzaddikim is a bechas midetz shel kashbaruchu. It changes the attributes of kashbaruchu. zaynis from a mida of anger to midas rachmanis to a mida of rachmanis. Amr Rabami, Avram Zer Tumtumayo, Avram Zer with Tumtum. Tumtum, we know, is that the organ, the gender organ, is covered. They were Tumtumim, Shenemar, Habitu El Atzura, look at the rock, Tafam Beis, Chitzavtem, Fe'el Makeves, Bor Nikartem, Uchsiv, Habitu Avram, Avichem, Fel Sarah, Techilachem. It talks about, look from the stone, the hollow pit that you were dug, and that after it says, look at Avram, your forefather, and Sarah who gave birth to you. The second, we explain, we understand the second pasuk is an explanation of the rock that's referring to Avram was like the rock and Sarah was like the hollow pit. They weren't, their organs were covered. They weren't fully open at the start. Amar Abravua, Sarah Imenu was an islandess. She never had Tisara Kara, Ain La Volad. What does that mean? Afilu baseball in English. Not only she didn't have a child, she didn't have the place, the uterus, she didn't have the proper mechanics in her body to even procreate a child. Amar Abravua, Rav Shmuel, Bashilos, Bashmeid Rav, Leshon Obedar Sushainim. This idea that we said back to the idea of 10 years. This idea we said you wait 10 years, and if you don't have children for 10 years, then you go find a person who find another wife. There's only B'daris Rishayinim where Shishas Nehem Mirobis. They used to live much longer lives, so they could afford to wait 10 years. Avadaris Achrayinim in the later years, later generations, Shishas Nehem Watas, where lifespans are shorter. So then, a person can only wait 2.5 years in order to see if they are able to have children. If they wait 2.5 years, then it's time to find another wife. 2.5 years is the equivalency of 3 pregnancies. 3 pregnancies really is 9 months, 9 months, 9 months, which is 27 months. Some will tell you they count like 10 months, but 9 months, 9 months is 27 months. 27 months, of course, is less than 2.5 years. That's 2 years is 24 months. 2.5 years is 30 months. Okay, but it's close. Maybe it's a break of a month or two in between. Fine. You wait that amount of time, and that's it. You have to find a second wife. Again, either divorce the first wife, find a second wife, or at least take an additional wife. Rashi in the Mishnah says he can just take an additional wife, onto his wife, but he's got to take an additional wife. Rabbi Amar Nachman says, Sholei Shonim, 3 years, not 2.5 years, 3 years, connect Sholei Shepikidus, because 3 years corresponding to 3 Pekidus. What does it mean, 3 Pekidus? Because we know that Amar, Rashana, Niftu, Sarah, Rachel, V'chana. And Rashana, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were remembered. Hashem, Pakat, Asar, we lane that. And Rashana, when were they remembered? Sarah, Rachel, Chana will remember to have children on Rashana, a special time, to be able to, for people who don't have children, to be zeich to have children. Hashem, Pakat, Sarah was on Rashana. So 3 Pekidus, 3 years, to have 3 Rashanas, and then, if you still don't have children, he's taking another wife. Amar Abba, Rabba says, argues, less than Hani Klali, we don't agree to any of these principles that we're saying about Bisman HaZeh being different than ancient times. Michti, Masisa Mantakim. Who wrote the Mishnayos? Who put together the Mishnayos? Who redacted the Mishnayos? Maybe is the proper word. Rebbe. It was Rebbe. From May David Imayat Shani. By the days of David already, the years became much less. What does David say in Melch Sein Tillim? Tchsev Yimeshna Seinu Vem Shivim Shana. Yeah, they used to live many, many years before. They used to live long lives, much longer lives before that. But by David's time already, it's down to 7 years. The Mishnayos were written in the times of Rebbe. They were redacted. Clearly, at those times, they already were living similar lifespans to us. Adrab, right now, I think the actual average lifespan probably is longer, perhaps, than it was back then. So don't say that 10 years is no longer in effect. 10 years is certainly still in effect. Says Gemara, we're saying that he should find a new wife because and he's chayv to give her a ksuva. So we said because maybe he wasn't zeichah to build from her. Maybe it was her issue, and therefore she shouldn't collect the ksuva. Meaning that the general rule is that because of mamonis, we say so if we're not sure if it's his issue or her issue, maybe it's her issue, and he's not chayav ksuva. Why are we saying the price earlier? No, if we said that he has to give her ktetzi, she gives her ksuva because maybe he wasn't zeicha to procreate from her, and it's not her issue. Maybe it is her issue. So the answer is that since he's one, the man has the mitzvah puravu, not the woman. If we're going to attribute an assumption who the problem is with, we're going to say the problem is likely with him as opposed to her because it's his mitzvah and it's not being fulfilled. Eini says Gemara. We said that the person should get married, and even though he didn't have children from the first wife, maybe he'll have children from the second wife. We're saying take a second wife in order to have children, because even if the first one didn't work, maybe it'll work with the second one. But when they came to Rabbi Bar Zavda and they said, get married to have children, he said, I was already married and I wasn't Zeicha for my first wife, so I have no reason to go marry again. What's the assumption that I'll be more successful than the second wife? Says Gemara, similar to what we had earlier, a couple bought back for Rav Sheshes, Hasam Dechuikam Atchil Rabban. He was pushing the Rabban aside. Abba Bar Zavda, Yaker, also, it's unbelievable, the Shir of Rafuna was unbelievable. Yaker, Mepirkit Rafuna. Rafuna used to give very long Shirim, extremely long, and they were scared to go to the washroom. and he lost his ability to have children. So he was really just deflecting. But the reason why he was getting remarried because he knew he could have children anyway, not because the svar that if I would have been zeichor, for the first husband, for the first wife. No, the reason is because he knew he could have children. Farshim asks, okay, why? So why did he say? Why did you say that? Why is he deflecting and saying, if I would have been zeichor, before, I'm not getting married. Why didn't you just say I can have children? So the first being a raya from this that a person is not supposed to speak lashon hara, speak negatively even about themselves, and the being raya that the idea of lashon hara is not just about the person who is being spoken about that's harming them. Because again, not that a person has a license to harm himself, but it's more than that. Speaking lashon hara, just speaking negative out of one's mouth, is a bad thing, even if it doesn't harm anybody, or even if the person himself is meichel, and even about himself, he shouldn't speak it because speaking negative is from one's mouth is itself a harm. That's the sefer Torah Lishmar, the raya from this gemara. Okay, says more further, Rav Gidla Yakim Pirkei Avuna, Rav Chelba Yakim Pirkei Avuna, Rav Gidla and Rav Chelba each lost the ability to have children, as did we had this earlier. Rav Sheshes Yakim Pirkei Avuna, as did Rav Sheshes lost the ability to have children from these shirim of Rav Huna. Rav Achav Yakov Achate Sasingta, Rav Achav Yakov, he had this Sasingta sickness. This is the sickness of about to lose his ability to have children. Tali Ba'ars to be Rav, he hung himself from the cedar trees of the Beirav, or the cedar wood of the Beirav, cedar beams, and he gave forth a discharge that was green. It was like a green palm branch that came out of his body, and he got rid of the illness that was going to cause him to lose his ability to have children. So he said after this, we were 60, we were a group of 60 Tamil that were learning by Rav Huna. Fakulu Yaakov Pirkei Avuna Lebar Manan. All of us, besides for I, all of us, all 60 besides for me, lost the ability to have children. Because I was Mekayem myself, that wisdom preserves the Baalim. I had this wisdom of making sure to do some sort of remedy to make sure that I don't get affected with the becoming sterile. The other ones, Al Chacham didn't. 59 Tamid Chachamim at the Shir Rav Huna lost the ability to have children. Girsha, we said in the Mishnah, Girsha Muteris. I know it's drop late. We'll go another minute. Girsha Muteris. If he divorced her, she's meant to marry someone else. Shani in. Sounds like you marry one other person, but if she married to two people for 10 years and have children, she can't marry a third person. This gets into the famous machlokes, what creates a chazaka, two or three. Masis man who's with a Mishnah Rabbi, it's Rabbi Tanya Malarishan Mace. He does meal to the first, you do meal to the first son, and the son never dies. Shani Mace, the second son, the son dies. Shlishi like Tamil, the Rabbi says, don't do meal to the third, because two already creates a chazaka. No, Shlishi Tamil, do meal to the third. If the third Nebuch dies, reveal the Talmud, don't do Mila to the third. Vatan Yipach, with Rice, says exactly opposite. The flip the sheetas of Rebbe and Rav Shmuel says you need two occurrences. And Rebbe's one says you need three occurrences. The Gemara says, Hamilach Rice, whichever one is last, that should be the one that you say is correct. Meaning, they probably flipped, they attack it, indeed flipped the sheetas. You don't say that the Girsa was wrong, they flipped the sheetas. And whichever one's last is the more authoritative. Says the Gemara, Tashmas be right, which is the more authoritative opinion. The Amar B'chiyah Bar Abba Amar Beichanan Meis Bar Abba Achaz Pitzbari, the story with four sisters in Tzbari Shemala B'shayna Umeis. First sister had a child and the Mila died. Shni Umeis, you see this not just by children of the same wife, a mother, it's these are sisters. Shni Umeis, second sister had a son Gamalot and he died. Shishas Umeis, third one had a son Gamalot and died. Revias by the fourth Basafer Shigamil came from the Shigamil, and Armali said, Altamoli, don't do the Rishmili. You see, there Shigamil's one says that you still need three chazak of three till you get to the fourth. Gemara says, that's your raya. It only says they came to him by the fourth. Maybe if they came to him, come to him early, he would have said, stop earlier. Till me, I see Shlishi. Maybe they born the third child. Nami Avamali would have told her also to stop. In Cain says, Gemara, yeah, nice deflection, but we have a story where Rabbi Amirchen is bringing the Maisa. Masnus, if you tell me that maybe you would have stopped earlier, then what was the Adis of Rabbi Abba? Must be saying Adis that. That Shimon Gamil sheet is, you need three tefach chazaka. In fact, Marnov, the Malka Mashman, Achleis Bechazkas, maybe the Chiddush is what we pointed out a few moments ago, that it's the sisters, the Chiddush is, even sisters create a chazaka, not just from the same mother. Amrav, Hashtamers, Achleis Bechazkas, now that you tell me the sisters create a chazaka, at least Adam Isha, Lemish Bechaz Nivchen, one should marry a woman from a family of epileptics, Lemish Bechaz Mesarim, or from a family of lepers, food is chazak, Lazimi, as long as they have these three occurrences within the same family. Now that we say it's not just one, not just mom or siblings, within the same family, you should be careful with these as well. My havel, let's leave my havel for tomorrow. I know we're behind, but it's late for davening. Have a wonderful day.